You will rise to be the most powerful man in the country.
It is my belief that when a man becomes a part of this bureau, he must so conduct himself as to eliminate even the slightest possibility of criticism as to his conduct.
Imagine if every citizen in this country were uniquely identifiable by the pattern on their fingers. Imagine how quickly we could find them if they committed a crime.
Sometimes you need to bend the rules a little in order to keep your country safe.
Okay, here's the deal. I respect the heck out of Clint Eastwood, but I'll admit I'm not a huge fan of the films he directs. His new movie, J. Edgar, suffers from many of the problems his other movies do. It's overly long, too slow-paced at times, and lacks a certain punch to make it a really good movie. Sure, Leonardo DiCaprio does a fine job as the title character of this biopic, and I'm sure he'll get an Oscar nomination for it. But that's not because he was fantastic, but rather because the Academy loves these kind of roles. The political side of J. Edgar is quite interesting, though a bit rambling at times. The personal side of the man, including his questionable sexuality, was just dull for me. Maybe if it were made in the 80s, it would have been more scandalous, but in today's day and age, it's just a tad mundane. J. Edgar isn't a horrible movie, but it's not great either. But hey, at least it's better than Eastwood's last efforts, Hereafter and Invictus, because those were simply terrible. J. Edgar gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.